This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Gary Rivlin. His book is AI Valley, Microsoft, Google, and the $1 trillion race to cash in on artificial intelligence. The word trillion gets your attention. Well, it should. Bigness matters a deal. And a lesson from Gary's book is that no matter how you present yourself as a startup, if you're successful, you will be taken under the wing of. And the story of Mustafa Suleiman tells that. Remember, we left him a genius and creating DeepMind, linked in with Google because of the serendipity of Elon Musk and the founders, Brennan Page, and the need for Google to get ahead. And it was ahead. However, bigness both takes you over and slows you down. How did it hurt DeepMind, Gary?
Right. So again, DeepMind was doing some of the most cutting-edge research, creating some of the more cutting-edge products. Google had this problem. You know, they had AI before they bought DeepMind. They had Google Brain, which has some immense talent. It was a really impressive array of folks they put together. And they bought DeepMind, and rather than merging the two, you know, it became this, you know, two different centers of power for AI. So, you know, the problem with these lumbering giants, Microsoft, Google, is they get in their own way. You know, there's extraordinary stuff being created by these minds within the company, but they get scared of it. And so, I mean, the Suleiman story is interesting because, you know, he's co-founder of DeepMind, again, first great machine learning startup, goes to Google, so frustrated working at such a big company, holding back their ideas. So it creates a startup, creates this amazing chatbot called Pi, P-I, you know, again, high on EQ, not just IQ, but figures out like, oh my God, we're going to have to raise billions, tens of billions of dollars, and decides like, you know, we're not going to be able to raise that amount of money. We're not even going to be able to charge for this thing for a long while. So he goes and basically sells the company to Microsoft. And so it's just a replay. You know, he had this startup, it's bought by giant Google, gets frustrated. And so he wants to do it on his own. After just a couple of years, decides to jump to Microsoft. And now again, he's working for a giant. You know, his argument would be that, you know, I want to create this amazing experience, this amazing chatbot that you could talk, that understands nuance and humor, could be your companion, you know, something of a therapist, you know, and I can do that inside Microsoft because Microsoft's sitting on like $100 billion in cash, literally. You know, Microsoft has a billion plus users around the world. We don't have to fight for users. We could just integrate into Microsoft's product. And, you know, his vision wasn't just create a startup and get rich, but this product that he loved, he could make it happen within Microsoft.
You make the point, Gary, that the reason the giants slow you down is that they have a prejudice towards what makes them money. And everything goes in on Google, for example, advertising. Microsoft, that would be the licensing every month, or now that was replaced by the cloud.
Right.
And therefore, because you're a small piece of the story, you don't get, well, do you get the GPUs you need? That's the question, and apparently not all the time.
Right, the GPUs are the preferred chips for training and running, you know, AI. You know, what's interesting is these companies are, as you're correctly pointing out, are scared of what this product might do to their existing problems. It could, in the case of Google, you know, AI-powered search could cannibalize their very, very profitable search business. So they were scared of it. So I don't think it's any coincidence that OpenAI, a startup, was the first to cash in, the first to be bold enough to put a product out there in ChatGPT. But, you know, the giants, I mean, Google has one of the more powerful chatbots out there, Gemini. It tripped over itself. It fell on its face. It kind of blew it by getting beat when it was way ahead. And yet, it's still Google. It still has billions of users. And so I wouldn't count out Google. Same with Apple. Same with Amazon. They were slow to jump on generative AI, but they have giant reach. They have near bottomless amounts of money. That's another one of my big fears with AI, that this stuff is so expensive that it's really only going to be the large companies that are able to do it. You and I were talking about Anthropic. They have a great chatbot called Claude. We both use it for editing. Like, Anthropic is raising billions of dollars, $4 or $5 billion, something like that, from Google, a huge amount from Amazon. But can they operate independently, or will they ultimately be bought by a Google or an Amazon? But, you know, from Google's point of view, like, you know, they want their chatbot Gemini to be number one. But if not, like, okay, well, we own a big piece of Anthropic, so they're going to win either way.
We mentioned Anthropic. Just a note to those of you who write for a living, it's highly recommended as a copy editor. I was a copy editor when I was a young person in New York, reading in the religious department of a big publisher. And I would take my ruler line by line and work down it, and then work backwards. That's how you copy edit. Well, Claude does that automatically, but be careful.
In seconds.
Claude has an attitude. And Claude will use words that you've never used in your life. I've never used the word contextualizing. Never. And I chastised Claude when he used it one day, and he promised never to again, but I'm not sure. The book is AI Valley. Ahead of us is melodrama. Gary Rivlin is the author. Microsoft, Google, and the $1 trillion race to cash in on artificial intelligence. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.